Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. She's like, I haven't heard you guys say anything remotely interesting yet, so I'm not paying attention to you.
No, I don't know.
Master dating. Master dating. Are you familiar? Vanessa?
I didn't know we started. Have we started?
We have started.
Yeah, we're on.
Master dating.
No.
It's a thing where you take yourself out. Which actually sounds like you, you know.
Like you write a letter to yourself with the flowers, like, hey, me, it's me. Sure are hot.
Yeah. You were really great today.
Finger you later or whatever.
Stupid.
I know the best you can hope for is a hand job.
I hope I get laid by you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, that's me. Weird. Sorry.
That's me here. Yep. This is the Master Daters theme song.
Say things you don't understand.
Yeah. So anyway, apparently this is a trend. Like the kids are like, fuck other people. They don't even know where I want to go or what I want to eat. And they never compliment me on my outfit. So I'm going to take care of all that. Master dating. We wondered if you were any good at that. Because you had a long time to not.
Well, I did. That's what I was saying. I did that already. I mean, I didn't call it master dating, but like.
Is that what it was, though?
Moving a lot in radio, I wouldn't have friends or, you know what I mean? Like you're adjusting to a new place. I would go sit at the bar all the time and have my dinner or lunch or whatever. And yeah, I would do that a lot.
See, I know that to be the case. And when they announced that V. Hale was coming to work with us, I was like, I'm going to welcome her. And then I welcomed her, and like every goddamn midday girl in the world, she's like, who's this scumbag hitting on me? And I'm like, what the fuck?
Said that.
You can't even say welcome to town to somebody.
You know,
Never mind.
They make up whatever the fuck they want
you
to say.
And I hope it doesn't taste
you
good.
You muffined him for fuck's sake, and he's taking a giant shit on you.
Yeah,
that ain't right.
I welcomed you with open arms.
Oh like, my God!
And muffins.
Freaking nickname, and now I'm.
Now you're the guy. Now she's the guy who was complaining that you were hitting on her. They just say whatever they
Who's
want.
Who's the creeper?
I never thought that.
Jesus Christ!
Did you say creeper?
Never thought
creeper
that.
Does sound familiar.
No, I didn't call him a creeper.
Yeah, you called him a muffin.
Yeah.
No, I called her. I said hugs and muffins, and then she started calling me muffin. She didn't pull that out of nowhere. That she got that from
Hugs
me.
Hugs and muffins is creepy.
What?
You heard me.
I don't know if you said hugs and muffins.
I'll find the email. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm looking for it too.
No, you're not. Don't you dare. I'll find
sure
it.
Am.
How dare you?
You guys save
I have to make crap up real quick before she can talk.
No, you just look at
it. It's years old. How can you find that?
If he didn't delete it,
it's all
might
there.
Still be there, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't delete email?
I probably kept it for proof like a smart person because look at me right now having to defend my honor by proving that he didn't say hugs and muffins.
So I take it you didn't fuck that guy last night, huh?
Sure did.
Oh, you fucked him!
Oh, snap!
Oh, fuck yes. All right, what happened? So you took our advice and you sent him a dick pic and he was like, yeah, let's do this thing.
I did not send him a dick pic because I don't have a dick. But
oh, you didn't send him his own dick pic back? Hey, I was thinking about this.
I have the email. Here it is. Before we get to this whole story. Hey, Vanessa, this is from me. Look forward to meeting you in person, but for now, hi and welcome. Will you be in SF? Never mind this part. Hugs and muffins. Vin. Ha ha ha. I'm only used to seeing Vinny, so at first I was like, dude, who's already creeping after the press release? LOL. Very much looking forward to meeting you too. Ha, not creeping, although I'm sure you're a very nice lady. So cool. Oh, I can't read this part either.
Okay. Well, this is going
this is
well.
Really backfired.
This is something funny
in,
to us.
In way, yeah, let's cut all that out. And let's. You were saying you. So you texted him your dick.
Yeah, so you sent him a picture of your dick, and then what
yes,
happened?
Yeah, I took out my big fat dick and sent him a picture of it. No, I after my show yesterday, went and got myself a pedicure.
Oh.
And was like, you know, I'm just going to send a little texty poo. And did. I said, hey, as of Friday, it looks like I'm out of commission. So what's the week looking like before that?
Mm. What's like, happening Friday?
She's getting her lady time.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, right.
Period.
Got it.
So I was like, watch my luck. He'll like hit me up the day I start or something. So I jumped the gun. Yeah, went to it. And he was like, either day. And I said, great. So tonight? He said, yep.
Oh, so you sent a picture of your new pedicure, and he was like, I fucking love feet.
Right. No, I didn't send a picture of anything.
Oh. He didn't send any pictures? I thought that was like the whole thing. Like, all the kids are sending pictures.
Clearly not needed. She got late.
Well, she has sent him pictures, but this is, you know, first she was putting out feelers, and then he was all green light, so she didn't need, she's like, yeah,
I'm going
over there.
So then you're like, I'm not
going
to waste any pictures on this?
So tell us everything.
I mean, it was a lot of the same last time, but it started in the kitchen, which was hot. Oh. You're sitting there having a little drink.
What, on the stove?
Chatting. No. And I was like rinsing a glass out in the sink, and he came up. I was wearing like a summer
dress. I love
dress.
A lady with circle scars on her ass. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah.
It's like that spiral circle scar. It's like, it's like, who's that guy in the Saw movies with the, he's got like somebody pressed his face onto one of those, the elements, you know?
Jigsaw.
Oh, Jigsaw. Right. He's got the round. Yeah. So you get that on each of your cheeks.
No.
Okay, so you're rinsing out a thing and you're wearing a sundress, and what, he just comes up behind you, lifts the dress up, and starts poking you from behind?
Yeah, he didn't start poking me. He started, like, you know, kind of biting the ass, which was fucking hot.
Oh.
Whoa.
Like, let me take a bite out of that.
Yeah.
He pulled up the dress, or he did it through the dress?
No, pulled up the dress. Oh. And I had, like little cheeky lacers on, so it's like half the ass is out, half the,
super hot.
Cheeky lacers. Anyways, it's like Peaky Blinders.
Cheeky lace, yeah. but then he backed up, and he was against the counter, and then I got on my knees and started sucking his dick.
Oh, okay.
So, that was hot.
Had he pulled it out, or did you pull that thing out? And then Vinny has a question. Vinny's hand is up so high right now.
Playing with my ass, yeah. I mean, the thing was like out and ready to go.
Oh.
Yeah, so I just pulled him down all the way, started sucking his dick, and then up to the room we went.
I have a question.
You know what I actually did like for the first time, Vin, because this is your fave, is Sarah and I have said we only like 69 if we're on our side.
Uh-huh.
We did it where I was on top, and I actually really liked it for some reason. I don't know why this time, but he was like, fucking suffocate me, and I just...
did.
Rode his face. It was amazing.
Let's go.
That is awesome. That is exactly
what... Yeah, girls are usually scared. I'm always like, I have to lift myself up. And he was like, no, keep going. And I was like, this is fucking fun.
You don't feel
smash
them.
I will me. Find a way to breathe.
Yep. Smash me is what we want.
Yeah, you don't feel them holding your ass and pulling it towards their face as close
as
possible.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
I know. Some guys don't do that, though. So then you get worried. Like, if you don't tell us to fucking
suffocate,
your face,
yeah. Yeah, smash me. Smash.
Use my nose as like a projectile that could be stuck right up in your pussy.
Okay, before we go any farther, I had a question. When you are getting down on your knees to give a blowjob and you're thinking, I don't know what you're thinking, you're obviously taken by the moment, but do you throw like, I don't know, oven mitts down for your knees so that you're not like, are you all, I just,
well,
hold
you
on.
At least check
just
to make
sure.
Just give
me a second. This linoleum is hard on the kneecap. I'm not young. I mean, I'm not old, but,
before,
you know.
Well, a pillow, not oven mitts. I was in a bedroom. But no, last night I went all knees. That's not sexy to pause and grab.
Oh, so you just dropped your knees in the kitchen. Like, fuck it. Yeah. Crumbs.
So there you are with
grounding.
A tear weeping out of your eyes as you're
well,
giving a blowjob.
He's choking her. It was going to be teary.
Oh, I gotcha.
It gets a little teary anyway.
Yes, I was choked, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then he said to fucking suffocate him. That's great. It's so nice you guys can just, you're like, fuck it. Just say whatever.
How long was the session, V?
It was long again. It was just under 2 hours again.
Wow.
I know. And again, it's like, you know, you start and stop and start, like, so yeah. Anyways, it was good.
When you say start and stop, you mean he finishes and you start over, or you take
not every time.
You
Oh, so he has, though.
Yeah.
So how many times did he come last night?
Just once.
Oh, so he just like stopped it for a while. And then so over the course of the 2 hours, he was getting to that point.
Yeah, the first time, I don't know. It was a while before the first time, and then we stopped for a second, and then started up again, and then stopped for a second, and I don't know. You play, right?
Yeah.
Stop, and
sure.
I don't really, yeah.
Playing.
Sure. Yeah. It was good. It was good stuff.
Nice.
Shout a fuck buddy okay. Who's at least worth it, right?
Yeah. So let me ask you, you guys finish now, and there you are. It's late. How late is it?
It was late. It was midnight.
And you've had 10 drinks?
No. I don't even think I finished one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So then do you say to yourself, this is where I go? Or did you say, I'll lay here for 15 minutes and stare at the clock and not make it seem like I'm running out?
No, I don't.
Right
I
after.
Really don't think he gives a fuck about that. And I was starting to kind of pass out. And I knew if I don't get up and leave, like, I can't spend the night. So
why?
I just kind of got up and he was like, oh, are we done? I don't think he was bummed. I was like, yeah, I'm going to pass out if I stay any longer. So
no, I think that's great. I was getting at is I think that's our own inner dialogue where you feel like you should wait or you feel like, well, I don't want to just be the hit and run guy. So I'll wait a second. And then I don't know how 15 minutes changes things. But you watch every minute pass.
Was like, yeah, that's sweet. I don't have to kick her out. I think guys more worry about that, right?
Well,
I'm definitely aware of it because some people it's been a different situation and you don't mind spending the night. But I had to get up for work instead. Like, you know, remember he lives like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, but what time do you get up for work? You're a midday
and,
girl. Like, what are you kidding
I have
us?
To do a show. Yeah.
Yeah. Please don't ever mention that you had to get up early again. We're going to kill you.
Sorry, no, but to miss traffic and get home, yes, I would have to be up probably at like 5 a.m.
Oh my God, you poor thing. Get her.
She's the worst.
Ooh, whatever. You guys have a number one morning show. Piss off. I don't feel sorry for you. Beep, beep at 3 a.m.
No one feels sorry for us.
Anyway, so I'm glad to hear that you guys put it together and made it happen because it does sound stupid.
I still hate that I had to text, but whatever, it didn't matter.
All right, so you didn't.
I know
you did not come the first time that you were with him.
I was so fucking close this time. He was pretty bummed out. Guys get bummed. I get it, and I appreciate that because some guys don't give a fuck. They're like, "Well, I know I'm gonna finish," and you can tell those guys who don't care. So. But it's rare for me. It's not like it's him. It's very freaking rare that I do. So it's nothing where I'm like, that sucked, I didn't, right?
But if you'd pulled out a vibrator while he was doing you would have, right?
I could have, yeah. I didn't bring it this time.
Oh, you got to start bringing it.
Yeah, bring that.
He wants you to come all over him. Just shoot your load right in his fucking ear. Hot, right?
I'm not a squirter, so I don't know.
I was just kidding.
There is
who would want that in their ear anyway?
I know discharge is not, you know, a pleasant word, but there is some.
Yeah, but it's not cum, so it's just juice.
Well, yeah, we get soaking wet still.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's still plenty good.
We're all self-lubed up and ready to go.
Or we
if the guy's doing his job right.
I guess. But sometimes even if the guy is doing his job right, then you still dry out, like enough that's been used. All that juice got used up. Also, when a guy pulls a wet dick out and it doesn't go right back in, it'll dry on there.
Yeah,
and then it like almost like gums up the works.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you've done this.
I have. Yeah. I have fucked.
You're actually enjoying sex talks. Usually you're like, bah, whatever.
Well, I like the way you talk about it. You're not vulgar.
Oh my God.
The way the boys are. The boys are so fucking vulgar. Sometimes I'm just like,
generalize the boys.
That's dirty.
Says the lady talking about rope become.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that just to gross you guys out, but it had the opposite effect.
Whatever.
Dude, that's hysterical.
Oh, man.
Can't believe
you. Yeah, guys and girls talking about sex are very different, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, so V Hale.
Yeah.
Now you've been with this young man two times.
Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about him?
Like feelings?
Feelings.
There's only a couple words in the question.
Well, I mean, feel about him like, yeah, this is going to go well? Or do you
you really stumped her there.
How are you?
There's a couple words in the question. You got this.
She either feels too much or not enough.
Well, that's I'm trying to leave it up to her to answer the question however she feels.
I think that we wouldn't be compatible otherwise. Like, we carry really good conversation on the phone and through text, which is nice. Because some people you're like, and it's like two text exchange. Like, some people it just doesn't work. But I just don't. I don't know. Maybe if I spent more time, but no, I don't think there's feelings there.
Hold on, because I just want to
really enjoy the company.
I want to make this clear. You're compatible sexually. Mm-hmm. You seem to have the same type of career.
Yeah. Same type of humor.
Same type of experiences. As I was mentioning earlier, I reached out when I first heard she was coming to town because I know that experience. Moving,
you're
being
alone.
The only person, your whole thing is hanging on your shoulders, and somehow you got to walk in there and be all tippy-tappy with a song in your heart the first day. Like, it's been great, even though you lost half your shit on the drive across country.
You're fucking lonely.
Yeah. You know. It's amazing. I'm fine.
It's fine. Everything's great.
Fine. It's great. Okay. These tears are happy tears, I swear.
Anyway, yeah. I do realize that you go through those. So you both have those sort of battle wounds from the experiences of your careers. It seems like you've got a lot more in common than most, in my opinion.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I think we're both one and the same as far as we enjoy being alone and our freedom. So,
but two people.
Do we actually, though?
Two people without kids can lead individual existences and still be together. Does that make sense?
Be exclusive.
Yeah, I don't see that now, but who knows? I don't know.
Okay. I'm not trying to talk you into it. I'm
just simply trying
to get to the bottom
He's
of...
He's digging, that's all.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do, isn't
Your
it?
Answers are telling, though. I think that this is... You know, you got to be really careful about this, because if you really do just want to fuck buddy, you got to be careful to not to fall in love.
Don't resist it. It's fine.
That's like, again, with... I said about spending the night. Like, it starts... There's certain things you do that start to blur the lines without realizing it, and then becomes something more. And that's why, like, I wish I could have just passed out. And you know what I mean? It would have been great. I was like, I just got dicked down, as we said. I was feeling nice and comfy. And
you said that, not us. That was you. Dick down. This is my new favorite term.
It really is pretty
nice. Don't give yourself credit for that, please.
Don't give myself
Give yourself credit for that.
Yeah, I will. I should coin it.
You should. Put that on the list of
like
things that B. Hale said.
Yeah, anyway, so that's why I was like, okay, you got to get up. You got to put on your clothes. You got to go.
Because are you saying you got to do all these things because you don't want to feel anything?
Because
And you're afraid you will if you wake up in his arms?
Okay, well, we're not holding each other, that's for sure.
Why not?
Too hot?
I don't.
Tell him to turn his AC up.
You know, let me just tell you a quick little story. This girl I did this thing you're doing right now with, we got along great. And we liked each other. And it was fun. And we couldn't, because we both were like, well, we're just doing this fun thing. We're not going to be serious. And yet we loved hanging out with each other. It got downright stupid that we couldn't just drop the act and be together. And the things that you end up 10 weeks in, you love boning each other, you love hanging out, and yet but you will, like, she would go, you love me, bye, and leave. And I'd be like, what the fuck? It's like that kind of thing where she can't say what she feels, but she's telling me how I must feel.
Because, of course, that's how you feel.
Right.
Is that the girl you're with right now?
No. This was a girl I was with in San Diego.
Was it Brandy? I can't help it.
No, it was Karen. But it doesn't matter. The point is that this
Karen.
Is that down the line.
Karen, the one that he screwed over when he got the job and
I
then didn't have the job.
Screw her
and it didn't,
over.
The
point is, you put up this act and you have these walls up, but they're coming down around you yeah. as you continue
just,
to do this
just
stuff.
As you fix this wall, that one just fell. Oh, shit, let me get over there.
It takes a seriously broken person not to eventually
no.
like the person you hang with and get naked with,
yep.
I think, for me.
I am a broken person, though.
Oh, that's okay. true. That is true. I forgot about that. She has a point, though.
All right.
You know, just keep doing what you're doing, twice. And we'll find out. Twice, you know, so, in a few yeah. months, you'll be saying, you love me. Bye.
Yeah, I won't be saying
that's
that.
Funny. That's actually really, I like Karen a lot. You cute. Really fucked up with her.
Oh, yeah. Man. I really blew it.
You
you're
did.
Right.
That is true.
Is that the one where he ripped up her letter or whatever?
No,
no that's no. not even close
this is
to
the
one
where she goes, oh, my God, we're moving to L.A. And he goes, we? There's no we.
I'm already here.
Get out. And then he didn't get the job because exactly. everything fell apart. And he comes, she sees him at a party. She's like, where the fuck are you doing here?
You don't tell the story right.
But I give you the gist, don't I?
You got a lot wrong.
I like the one with the baby on the hip. That's one
yeah,
of my
I know,
favorite
that's a good one.
Ones.
Yeah, is that fun one. For you?
Yeah.
Some Brazilian yeah. lady shows up with a kid and goes...
Someone else's kid, let's be clear.
Yeah, but still.
Not Vinny's kid
that's,
or anything.
But that's the charge. She's being, you know, paying to watch these people's kid, and yet she's angry outside my front door to yell at me. Mm. You touched my boobies. I don't know what. I don't know the Brazilian accent.
That ain't
touched
it.
My
that, guy, that guy retired,
like
I thought.
Luigi?
Yeah, or Mario. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Mario.
Mario. Yeah, but I didn't do anything else besides that, and it was one night, and why are you here with a kid?
Because I love you, obviously. Oh.
God, I got to find a back door to this apartment. How is it back doors don't have apartments? I mean, the other way around.
You need apartments now back there. Okay.
You know what I mean. I
do,
was trying to, like, I can't get away. I have to go out this front door past the Brazilian chick.
There, you had to have had a window you could have climbed out of.
It was a couple up.
No fire escape.
There's no way.
I can't believe you turned down a Brazilian chick. That's...
I didn't want to turn her down, but she showed up,
she showed up with a kid. She blew it for herself.
Yeah, yeah, you're the new stepdad.
She blew it for herself.
It's true.
V-Hale, I'm so happy and proud for you. I'm really glad that you're getting dick down.
Yeah.
Me too.
The dick down is real.
Nice. Yeah.
I will say that I think we're out of time. I've been trying to do this one bad advice.
Oh, about, do it.
I'm not. I just don't have time. I'm telling you. Just the thing alone is going to take 5 minutes to read.
Oh, fudge. It now you're going to hold it all the way till next Wednesday?
You know, no, I might just do it.
Okay,
I
good.
Might just do it Monday.
Great. Yeah. Or tomorrow.
What's tomorrow's? Friday? Yeah, okay, maybe I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay, we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's your tease, everyone.
All right. Let me close this then. You know what? You're the best. I love you, and I'm really glad you get dick down.
Thanks, guys.
And I'm sorry you're going to have a period tomorrow. That sucks.
Yeah. Thanks. It really means a lot when a guy says that.
Yeah. It's like that deeper understanding.
I mean it, though.
So precious.
Usually when a guy is bummed out about a chick having a period because it means he's not getting any pussy, but yeah. Mm.
Well, yeah. You know, the mouth's still there.
Yeah, usually a guy's happy. Like, we're not pregnant. This news is good.
Yeah, there's other areas you can attack.
Yeah, besides.
Yeah,
well,
Aho,
we know where you go. Yeah, don't worry.
His back door does have an apartment. He lives there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that came out. But anyway. All right, we got to go. The end.